Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to be back with you yet again during this wonderful octave of Easter. Now, I hardly felt like I needed to preach today since we kind of got a full sermon from the Apostle Peter today, and I don't think I could really compare. But nevertheless, as we read this gospel, there's a few things that we can keep in mind. Number one, we do see the utter hardness of heart that the soldiers have here. They saw the angel come from heaven, who appeared as lightning. And as the scriptures relate, they became like dead men, fainting out of fear. And one would think at seeing such a marvelous sight that these soldiers would come and be baptized. That they might follow these holy women and say, hey, what's this all about? But tragically, they were persuaded by money. And sometimes that can enter into the heart of the faithful is to get rather frustrated. We, of course, know the great gift of God. We know the Lord Jesus Christ. We know of his resurrection. And sometimes we can get frustrated when other people do not accept the gospel. Tragically, this is a fact of life. But don't let that rob you of your joy. Christ the Lord is still risen. We have been baptized. We are fed on his body and blood. And that is cause for great rejoicing. And as, of course, we all well know, this is the octave of Easter. We're not content to celebrate Easter for just one day, so we celebrate it for 8 straight days and then follow it with an entire season of Easter. And I'm sure many of you have certainly taken the opportunity now to break your Lenten penances. And as you are doing so, remember the reason for it. We, of course, were doing penance out of sorrow for our sins in reparation towards Almighty God, and also to get detached from physical things. But now, as we celebrate, let us not lose sight of what we are celebrating. We are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, who has defeated sin and death and allows us to become co-victors with him.